go wrong with all this greenery. My size mad, but even stars now be feeling me. Man stressed out, man, but the bud now keep that healing G. Man off my head in my zone, hella cheesing. Pause, inhale that good shit we be breathing. Man feel that.
Alright, so now, good evening. Welcome to John Facts. Today our guest is the beautiful Kelly. Today's episode is going to be R&B and hip hop. Got a few questions to ask the boys and obviously Kelly too. Alright, so quick announcement. Make sure you leave comments, follow, subscribe, whatever that one. Let that out now before it's too late, because I don't think I'll remember later. Alright, so
I'm going to remember later, but drop the comments here, otherwise I'm going to be on to you.
Alright, so I'm gonna, first question is, what does everyone prefer? So what do you prefer, R&B or hip hop? I'm going to start with my boy Rio.
How can I know what's coming to me? what would I prefer, R&B or
hip hop?
Is that right now or at this point?
I think it's
right,
all time.
R&B, R&B,
R&B.
Yeah.
And why?
Because hip hop's so vague, well, it's so broad. It can be classed under so many different types of things. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I can say that I like all of it. So yeah.
Okay. That's very political. Alright, Danny.
I'm a hip hop head.
Hip hop head, yeah?
Yeah, I love hip hop. Like
all of hip hop.
Hip hop or R&B? All the same genre.
In my head, you know what it is.
If I have to tell you, you're pumped, hip hop.
Oh! Pinky ring covered in gold. Two of them is on my neck, think I might choke. How did they swim with your bitch on my eyes closed? Them a saw hole bringing through the back door. Oh, I got 80,000 in my envelope. Ooh, I just got a Gucci and metal though. Damn, I got something with them in federal. Ooh, look at my two-tone protect. I smash the hole, don't forget. I got a fridge on my neck. I'm smoking gas on the jet. Ooh, I love the flex. Ooh, blew out 2 million in tilties. Hey, I made it onto a groupie. Ooh, and you know my life a movie. Hey, hey, I got things like college.
Shut the fuck up!
It's gonna be your mood, innit? But she'll finish
that way. I'm in the mood to say Gucci Gang forever.
When I say hip hop, it's hip hop I listen to.
Okay,
I don't listen to that kind of shit.
That's not even hip hop.
Yeah, but like, think about 90s.
No, but I'm still a hip hop head. Like my favorite music taste is hip hop. Mm-hmm. Kill. Like I like a certain type of hip hop as well.
And why? Did you say why?
Why? That's what I like, isn't it?
Oh, cool. It's a consistent
concept. Everybody was getting French and shit, man. Like, everyone understands that.
No, but that's
like, how it is. See me, whether I grew up on old school hip hop or R&B, whatever, it's always going to be R&B for me, innit? Because that is shit that touch your soul, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? You sing that shit, you man can't even lie, bro. You be holding yourself in the dark. And when you by yourself, like, you don't even know what's going on, you're just holding yourself, like, but the tune's too lit. But I grew up on that R&B stuff and it's so fire. I prefer old school hip hop to the, I can't even call it hip hop now. It's not hip hop now. Only certain man sort of bring that old school shit back, that real rap. Mm. Apart from that, this industry is not hip hop.
Alright, and Kelly.
So for me, 90s R&B is the best ever. I think 90s hip hop is amazing as well, but like you're saying, like new school hip hop, I don't really get it. Like everything sounds the same, like it's kind of generic.
Would you really class it as hip hop though?
Or I personally wouldn't. I would say it's a new genre in itself.
Mm-hmm.
That's 2010 genre of hip hop. That's what I'm calling it. Because it all sounds the same. Every single song sounds the same. But 90s R&B, there were so many artists, so many boy bands, girl bands, everything. Like, there were so many artists, so, for me,
you know,
it's R&B.
Alright, my next question is a bit of a combo, so I'm going to ask, what do you prefer, the hip-hop and R&B from the 90s or now? And what I want you to do is basically go, well, people have already answered that in one live, but, so, speak on the hip-hop and then speak on the R&B. Not necessarily saying both of them together, but one by one. I'm gonna start with Kelly.
So obviously I'm a 90s girl, so yeah, I would say 90s for both hip hop and R&B. I think that, as I said, everything now, it sounds so generic, so it's a different sound. So like you're saying, it should have a different name for that genre, because it's not really...
I'm sorry, but as you was explaining, I'm just looking at Manny, yeah, and his mum was just separated from the top one.
I'm listening to what you lot are saying, I'm waiting to counter.
Oh my god! No. And can I get two of your favourite artists? Right, so you said 90s
R&B. So two of my favourite artists.
Yeah.
So I would probably say,
R&B.
As I've said, Teddy Riley is sensational, like as a producer. I think he produced the whole 90s. So Blackstreet, I would love, obviously. And I have a special soft spot for Brandy as well.
Monica's one song destroyed every Brandy song, like, apart from On Top of the World.
Brandy, I Wanna Be Down. It destroyed every single R&B song.
No, but this is the thing with music, it's all opinion. So,
no, 100%.
For one person,
yeah,
that might be trash,
right,
to another person, that might be a banger.
100%.
And your top two hip-hop artists as well.
Top two hip-hop, so I would say Tupac and Nas.
Nas is
tough.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Nas is the real.
Alright, so, Banning, same question goes to you. Should I repeat it, or did you hear it?
Say that again. Repeat it. I can't lie, when you guys say it, I don't remember the fuck out of that question at all, bro.
Alright, I'll repeat it again. So, the question is, maybe let me make sure I get it right myself before I fuck up. Alright, so would you prefer hip hop or R&B from the 90s or now? And your two favourite artists are asked after, basically.
I prefer it from the 90s. Now, hip hop and R&B sounds too similar.
Mm-hmm.
It's too much the same, do you know what I mean?
But how would you say that?
Hip hop artists are singing, and singers are rapping. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's the norm now. Like, there's certain rappers that are spitting, you know what I mean, that spit bars.
Mm.
Yeah, I put Big Sean in that category. But in his last album, he was singing a lot of the time. So I mean, it's even Kendrick sings, even J. Cole sings.
But don't you throw, but Big Sean, some of his biggest songs, I think, involved him kind of singing.
Yeah. No, but it's
I don't understand. What just happened?
This guy's a
little front, yeah?
Oh, wow. That's my bad.
Yeah, alright, let's get back to it. I want you to consent, you know?
That's
why he came down.
Just flew from there anyway. Boom.
I still on topic though.
Alright, freaking sorry. Yeah, so Big Sean, some of his songs he actually sings on as well.
So is he a rapper or is he a singer?
We don't know.
Do you feel
there has to be a clear distinction?
Of course, because
if an artist is an artist,
give it hip hop, if you're a rapper, you rap.
No, 100%, but do you not think you need to differentiate between, like we're saying, hip hop and R&B? Are they two different genres? Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Banning. They are.
I ain't never hit a woman in my life, but your ass is pushing it. Thanks, huh? Yeah, done, Jack. Okay,
alright. But at the moment,
we're gonna have some time.
Yes, they are. Two different fucking
songs. Of course they are.
Oh, right. Okay. If someone sings on the track like Drake, I don't think it's hip hop.
So it's a bit
of hip hop.
It's
hip hop. You're not rapping, but you're not a rapper. You're singing.
Let me put in the works.
Yes, please.
Okay, so Ja Rule featuring Ashanti, Mesmerize. Is that an R&B song?
Love it when you kiss me.
No, that's R&B. R&B song. R&B song.
That's the same genre.
Maybe he wasn't rapping.
Yeah, but back in the day, it was classic R&B. It's come from an R&B artist.
He was singing.
You see what I'm saying?
No, Ja Rule featuring
Ashanti.
It's on Ja Rule's album.
Yeah, but who started that song?
He was singing.
It was Ja Rule's song though.
Yeah, that Ja Rule's song. Yeah, but he was singing like it was R&B. So it was classed as R&B.
But most of Ja Rule's music he was singing as well, though.
But I'm pretty sure not necessarily.
But Ja Rule,
I'm saying, in the 90s, there was a clear distinction. She is an R&B artist. She is UK. She is so amazing. She's got a beautiful voice. R&B.
Say that again.
Leanna Le Havis.
She's sick. She has got the most beautiful voice. R&B, but UK hip hop is totally different.
To her. She was on the stage with her guitar with a beautiful voice. It's different to hip hop.
Without it being Fruity Loops or Cubans.
No, 100%. A guitar can be incorporated with hip hop, but it's just different genres. It is different.
And Bani, I was going to be cheeky and ask you, who do you feel is trying to float between the two as a rapper?
I'd say Drake.
Okay.
Drake for sure.
Definitely, yeah.
100%.
I think he's flirting because he clearly distinguished, he does both.
On his debut album, Scorpion, there's side A and side B, so he's like the rap version of the R&B, which is sick.
Yeah,
25 tracks of just flame.
So what, how's he floating?
Because he's just floating.
He said himself that he does R&B and hip hop. He said himself.
That means he's made the distinction, but I do both. Nelly, you're talking about artists that say that, no, I do rap, but on the slang, you actually do it R&B. Nelly's another one. You say Nelly, alright, you say Nelly, yo, one Nelly tune, yeah? So I think that was the best Nelly tune.
What?
Pimp Juice.
No.
E.I.
No. My way. Down the kitchen, you go.
Hey, my way. Down the kitchen, you go. It's all the way to go. Hey. She got that sweat. Chipping on
over. But see that tune? Yeah, for real produced
stuff. But yeah, for real, yeah.
And that's an incredible thing, it's still hard to this day, and you know what's funny about that era that you're speaking on, Nelly had the two sides as well. He had the sweat and the suit.
I remember that, and Outkast as well, so it's crazy.
Also, your top two artists from, you said the 90s was your preference, right? So top two artists R&B
in the 90s, in the 90s for you. Oh, it's going to be an emotional one.
My favorite rapper is Nas.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he had his best work from the Lakers. And I put Usher wasn't really 90s, was it?
No, he's not a rapper. That's a
singer.
I'll Biggie then.
Yeah. Biggie. So Nas and Biggie, and your two R&B artists.
Oh, so he wasn't more late 90s, but Usher.
Okay.
And R. Kelly.
That's the singers, yeah.
Usher was making songs since '93.
There was a scene where everybody used to kind of break into this brawl on the stage, and you know, Big was there, Puff was there, Craig Mack was there. You know, and I was there. And I just happened to be 14 there at the Palladium. You know that?
All right, so now we're going to go on to... Alright, so now we're going to go on to Rio. Same question. Would you prefer 90s R&B and hip hop or now? Yeah. And I'll ask you after. Who's your favorite top two artists from the era and age?
Man said I want to ask you after, and he said it now, but like, don't worry.
Obviously, I want to go with 90s R&B. Mm. Top two R&B artists.
Oh, you didn't say why though. Why are you running for?
Oh, why?
Why are you running?
I just feel like there's more meaning into the music back in the 90s. I just don't feel nowadays it's crazy, honestly. What they're talking about now, I don't know.
What the R&B guys are speaking of?
Yeah, see the R&B. Okay,
there's R&B.
I'm glad you said R&B. Do you want to go? R&B. So like. R&B tunes now, you got songs about cheating and bare madness now. Mm. Like R&B's like, it's an in your feelings for type of genre and stuff. Trust like me. So I think in the 90s they stuck to that sort of concept, which I respect that.
What, the cheating concept?
That's what the
modern one is. So what about Grapevine, SWV? I've heard it through the Grapevine that someone cheated on me.
Oh shit. No, but
back in the 90s.
No.
SWV created the side chick because they were talking about.
But they never glorified
it. Somebody being a side chick.
They never glorified it.
They did glorify those. Are you serious?
Which song? There's one song
It's not like a helium balloon that's
been played. Yeah, it's called Cake. I'm taking, if you look at the lyrics, it's like baby, this might sound rude, I'm taken, but I want you and stuff like that. So telling the girl that, I've got a girl, but we can still, you get what I'm saying?
Do the thing.
I look at what, is this what it's these are like?
No, that's not though, because if you say he's got a gal, he want to drop that gal for the next thing.
He wants to keep this relationship.
Listen to these lyrics.
Pull it up, worst case. Pull up the lyrics, worst case we can.
Let's see if we got pull up the lyrics.
We'll get copyright in that. Sorry, people. Alright, so yeah, the cake, So the cake, you're saying you go on that.
Yeah, do you know what, it's not only about that. Mm. It's just, there's not as much passion, I don't think. I just feel that artists aren't really putting as much work in. And another thing is, a lot of R&B artists of today aren't just doing R&B. Back then, Keith Sweat was an R&B artist.
Hey.
There's a lot of R&B. Mary J. Blige was an R&B artist.
Okay.
Now you've got R&B man trying to do pop, techno. Do you know what? No shade to Chris Brown, that.
Jealous.
I mean, Chris Brown is a great artist, but he's got two, times three.
Beautiful people as well.
Because his first album was amazing. You went from tunes like Yo, Excuse Me, Mister.
Yeah, the hot tune.
Now Yeah Times Three.
Screenshot it.
So you got the evidence. You got the receipts.
Yeah, you can just say it out loud.
Okay, I know that you're somebody else's guy, but these feelings I have for you, I can't deny.
That's not cheating though.
But
that's just
I'm not done. What your girl don't know won't hurt her. Anything can can make this love go further. Right.
Burn!
So
oh,
anything,
okay,
your girl
don't
go, right?
Go,
yes.
You and you know what song? This guy knows the song. He's saying,
He stands down.
For R&B, it's going to be Mary J. Blige, SWV. I'm back to the female singer. I love the female singer still.
You know it.
It's very hard though, because 90s R&B, that's like the golden era.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Every artist, so many artists. So much, yeah.
The first song, wait, you got to go back, the first one that ever grabbed you.
What do you mean, R&B?
That
song that grabs you back in the day.
That song that grabbed you and touched your heart and took your soul. We say
it might be my favorite song.
I'll say that one.
As soon as I get home.
Creed.
Oh, shit! Yes,
this is R&B.
She is
I ain't gonna lie. That was a good question. I need to hijack that. Yeah, sorry, Danny. So what was the first song? First R&B, Creep.
Creep. DLC.
Creep.
We know.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Hold
on. I slid on the hip hop artist.
No, yeah, we're coming back.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. What was the first song that grabbed you?
I'm gonna say Brandy. I wanna be down.
That's too good of a tune.
Don't ask me nothing yet.
I wanna ask you one song.
I ain't saying that until I say
it. Say it.
Just say the one song.
What?
What grabbed you early back in the day?
Your first song that grabbed you. R&B was.
Aaliyah.
Which one?
Definitely Rock the Boat.
She died after that.
But that tune,
that was the first R&B song.
No, it wasn't. Because that was quite late.
That wasn't.
You know what? See, Aaliyah, fam, you man got.
But that was a good shot. That was a very good shot.
The one tune that probably had you singing that you wouldn't even probably sing on a normal day was More Than a Woman, fam. You see what I'm saying?
So that one, Aaliyah part,
it's still going down.
Yeah,
trust me, cuz.
I think the first Aaliyah song that really grabbed me was AJ Number Number.
Was it the fast one or the slow one?
Which one?
Rest in peace, Aaliyah. Rest in peace, Aaliyah. Do you know what it is? Someone was in my car, and this is a culture very important relationship, and she didn't know who Aaliyah was.
Oh,
it just put me off her.
I got something to say, but I ain't gonna say it.
It's over. Get out of my car now.
It said 17.
Get out of my car now!
Why are you yelling at me?
Because you won't fucking get out of my car!
You don't even want to know what I was going to say, but we'll leave
I'm sorry to throw it everyone. Prodigy, Mobb Deep, because if you're doing the rap videos, hip-hop artists. Ooh, it goes Tupac.
Tupac, and alright, cool. And now,
second one?
Prodigy on Tupac.
Rest in peace, Prodigy.
You still remember the question, should I say it
again? Say it again.
Alright,
one more time.
Alright, so, looking at hip-hop and R&B, which one do you prefer, in the 90s or now? And then after that was your two favorite artists.
Cool. I prefer 90s till now because artists now don't even know what R&B is, fam.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know why, fam? Because everybody's making a tune that's referenced to an old R&B song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody, yeah, everyone, point. Nobody big knows point. How to make the new R&B, I think, yeah. Like, nobody's in their feelings, fam.
Yeah.
Everybody's doing that. Yeah. So, nobody ain't got time. You see, how the whole generation's changed, fam. Nobody can't reminisce on how it's supposed to be, fam. Yeah, where people have real feelings. People got real feelings now, but they'll never talk about it. That's real, that's being strong.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Real.
But nobody ain't trying to talk about what's in their mind.
What's an R&B funk?
But you can have an R&B funk, but
when you're on the funk, I'm trying to accept this R. Kelly.
This guy.
Yeah.
Breezy.
But really and truly, you don't really know, fam. Nobody really knows.
Yeah.
Nobody's life, fam. But that's deemed by media, fam, when you're out there, innit? But old school R&B, it doesn't mean hip-hop. But old school R&B, everyone grew up on, fam. It don't matter what you say. There was no fucking real hip hop like that when you was coming up, fam. It was old school R&B, and then to this day is why we still play that shit now, fam. So it's always gonna be R&B over hip hop. Even though I'm a rapper and I rap hip hop, but it's old school R&B for me.
That's just more.
It's more authentic shit.
Yeah. And like when you're out and you're in a club and you hear R&B, you feel more vibes to it.
Yeah.
Obviously, when you're chilling at home, you can listen to any form of hip hop, any rapper.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're out in a club and you're dancing and enjoying your vibe, it's R&B 100%.
You know what?
All the time.
I used to think that we would make these statements just because we were just the next or the previous generation. I see the previous generation before us might say our 80s was the best. But I actually truly believe 90s might actually be that.
90s are the best era, man.
No, I'm
an 80s kid.
I'm going to back up 60s. 60s. Motown. I would love to be 21 and growing up.
No, 80s. 80s is the one.
I think that's the only
90s.
Generation that
would
be. Before we start, my favorite hip hop artist,
And
my two favourite.
Two R&B.
Hip hop. And two R&B as well. I'm going to start with R&B. So. Definitely Aaliyah and secondly, we're gonna have to say H-Town.
Give us a song.
Walking the Beast, black.
Yeah,
no.
That is a banger. Sure.
What would you prefer for
H-Town? Backseat.
Yeah. But not gonna be emotions. You ain't
even
front.
Oh,
yeah. Everybody's got down to that tune, bro.
Jesus.
If you ain't, then you ain't live life. I don't know nothing. Like,
the CD.
Someone pull up the YouTube.
CD, just.
Or the CD. And hip hop. We got a Big L. Styles P. That's it. I'm forever Styles P. That's what it is for me.
Alright, cool. For the question, my answer would be obviously 90s R&B. Feel passionate about it. More feeling. People are being more authentic. Being more.
Everyone's entitled to their feelings.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone's trying to be like real people. Everyone's trying to be human. I think nowadays people are trying to be a bit too tough. Be like, no heart, no love, all that bullshit. Yeah. Even though I do love that August Alsina, No Love. Hip hop as well. I feel 90s was better as well, because people were actually busy in the 90s. And nowadays, obviously, people can do things, and it's just
There was a whole lot of real R&B artists in the 90s.
Of course.
Whereas hip hop, you had a bag of them as well, but everybody was in separate lanes. Only a few people used to collaborate with each other, and they made it work.
And even
if it wasn't real artists, there were so many artists.
It's true.
Do you not think there was more than nowadays?
Yeah, there was. Back then it felt like all the real artists
could be in the industry.
It's true.
Now anyone can be on YouTube chatting mad fucking ops. No one cares about all of that.
I remember you were saying about the John B situation. Obviously, John B is only being celebrated, I feel, now. John B was big in the 90s.
But nobody realised how actually hard he was until you get older and think, bruh, I don't want to listen to that
shit. I've got a question. Do you think it was the same with Eminem?
No.
So when he first breaks, Do you think it was the same, like, with him being white? Do you think it was, like, in the rap industry, like, do you think a lot of people underestimated him?
M is very talented.
Everybody appreciated his lyricism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, even though he spat correct, if you actually listen to what Eminem's saying, you realise he was fucking sick.
Yeah.
Mad.
But it's just, I think what differentiated most people was what he was talking about.
Yeah.
He was talking about some deep stuff.
Everybody can talk about that, but not everybody lives the same life.
It's true.
You know what I'm saying? He went through some deep shit.
Yes.
That he fucking just went, yeah, you know what? I've been in mad pain, and he let it go on tracks, and that's what got him where he was to now. Because everybody, people that ain't even gone through that situation,
yeah, that's it.
It's a thought of imagination, bro. When you listen to certain rappers, they put you in their world, fam. You see what I'm saying? That they make you put their foot in their shoes, and you empathize. You think, rah, imagine going through that. I feel that shit. I'm gonna listen to him again.
Absolutely.
And that's what it's like, bro.
Yeah.
And that's what I say when you fucking rap bars, blood. Make sure it's some shit that's meaningful,
yeah,
bro.
So real,
that people can, even if they don't relate to, they can imagine and think, rah, and put themselves in your shoes and think,
yeah.
I don't even want to go through that. Yeah, I feel that because he's got mad pain.
For the film 8 Mile, he talked a lot about like the rap battles. So they did a few behind camera, and they talked about the fact that he was a white person, and they were like, oh, I'll just take you down.
Yeah.
Do you think him being a white person does affect him being in the rap game?
Another question. Game, what do you think of Recovery?
Classic. I love it. Yeah.
M's back?
Eminem is Eminem. If you notice in hip-hop, Eminem is the only rapper that nobody ever wants a problem with, including myself, man. Eminem is like the most lyrically insane. Even when I was going at 50 and me and Dre wasn't seeing eye to eye, man, I stayed away from the white boy, you know, because he a problem. You know what I'm saying?
No, not anymore.
Not at all.
No.
I think
no, so you're saying not anymore, but at the
time, when he first broke.
Beastie Boys,
Jewish.
Three white Jewish.
Different.
Producer, and he was amazing in the studio. Yeah. But Eminem had that sheer quality and talent.
But you got to give some people.
He was a sick rapper.
Yeah, he was. But people like Beastie Boys gave that anyway, because they probably had the worst era of hip hop, where it was Stone Cold spitting. You get these three white Jewish kids that spitting bars. I mean,
Vanilla Ice was
alright.
But you can't front. See, back in the day, there weren't a lot of white artists like that.
There was none. There was about three
rappers that are actually holding it down for the set and think, yeah. But when Eminem came,
he put through a lot.
He birthed a lot of new rappers now, fam.
Even Macklemore.
I agree.
Macklemore, even Kendrick, fam. But, bruv, who the fuck's gonna diss Eminem on the track, fam? Because you know if that guy jumped in the song, it's smoke, fam. Yeah? Because nobody can't chat to Eminem, fam. No one can ever say they're better than him, because nobody's better than Eminem, fam.
So can I ask a question? As a black person, do you feel that he shouldn't be involved?
No, I love this first album.
The game's not for a one certain genre to voice their opinion. Everybody can get involved. Real recognized rule. Whether you're whatever color, you could be a Chinese person talking the realest shit ever. People gonna look at it and think, you know, I feel done. I feel my man. It doesn't matter. But whether us man birthed the team and said, yeah, we're gonna be the first one to put our feelings out
there. I just feel like originally it was a platform, obviously, for black people to voice their opinions about being.
That's 20
oppressed.
Years ago.
So if it's oppression, like, why do white people
By the time Eminem came out, it evolved by about 15 years.
Yeah, but even country artists, some country artists speak about their poverty and stuff.
Yeah, but that's a different genre. That's country, there's a whole different type of music.
Yeah.
They express that shit through like that blues and music and that. Yeah, that's a whole
different R&B.
See what I'm saying? Look at Post Malone, fam.
Yeah,
Post Malone's a country artist, bro.
I love Post Malone. I like Post Malone a lot. You only know Post Malone now
that's doing rap.
Yeah,
do you know
if you look at the origins of my man, fam.
Yeah,
he's a country artist, fam.
He don't care about the rap scene.
Yeah, he doesn't. I don't class him as a rapper. I class him as a pop star.
He's not a rapper.
He's not a rapper.
He doesn't have a rap bar in his life.
Either leave hip hop and go make other music in another genre, or start showing respect for hip hop.
Hip-hop isn't the music you go to for emotion, important things. Hip-hop has been the soundtrack of every important day of my life. And many people like me. And all around the world of every different background. So, start showing respect for hip-hop or get out. No more passes for Post Malone. You're done.
All right, so my two favorite rappers on that used to be, I want to say Tupac.
Don't say Biggie.
I'll say Big Pun.
Everybody
Tupac
says
and Big
that.
Pun. Right. Because Big Pun, the Big Pun is different because of his flow.
I don't think anyone had a flow like Big Pun's apart probably Big L. Nobody matched it like that. I ain't even afraid.
And my R&B will be Keep Sweat.
John.
No, it won't be John B. I just started embracing John B. the other day. John. I said John.
John A.
Think about it.
Take your time.
It's not the end.
Send
me a trick question.
Don't try to think about the influence. What about you? What were you listening to that for?
Yeah.
And then that was for you.
Drew Hill.
Ooh, nah, fuck Drew Hill.
What?
I ain't gonna
have to know.
Alright, so
we're somebody stay feeling bad. I heard that
too. Oh my god. I'm a remix.
It's gonna be Keep Sweat and Avant. Those are my two. I ain't gonna lie. Forget the flex one right now, but I wanna put some controversy in this conversation. Kelly, Danny, I'm gonna explain it to you.
Yeah.
We're gonna have that conversation.
No,
I
want
to. I like it.
She's not listening.
So I want you to explain it, and you're gonna push it. Let me take a seat.
So Bunny thought that R&B.
No, don't say that.
He won't be laughing for long. Listen, he said R&B and hip hop are the same genre.
Nowadays.
And one of them was from 1987.
What song was that?
I wasn't even born then.
Children's Story by Slick.
Right. So he thought that was a hip hop film from the 90s. And it was from 1987.
No,
he was saying 90s hip hop and R&B are the same thing.
I said nowadays hip hop, yeah.
No, you said 90s.
I said nowadays hip hop is similar to R&B. It's the same thing. We got rappers singing.
So what happened with the
90s? You know what?
So why would you bring up the 1987?
You asked me.
No, I agree with
you on that sense because I already said that. Because this day's music, everybody's referring to the old school.
Yeah.
Because they know that everybody feels that old school shit. Mm. What fucking kind of music are you gonna have these days talking about your brethren and people that you're beefing? No one gives a fuck about all of that shit. Only police are watching your videos, fam.
Yeah.
Nationwide. Yeah, but I think you've got 10 million views. It's feds, fam. Yeah, man, I'm watching. Next thing you know, you're getting nicked and you're in jail. Yeah. Like,
Jay Hassan, that.
No, but going back to your situation, actually saying that you didn't say the 90s. Why did you bring up hip hop from 1987?
You brought up.
You asked me.
Okay, you asked me and said, yeah, name one tune that's 90s, yeah, and that's similar to that's R&B and hip hop.
I said, hold on.
I said, yeah, Children's Story by Slick Rick, which I didn't know was the 80s. It was a borderline, and I said alongside Donald Jones, this is how we do it. No, Montel Jordan, Montel Jordan.
Kelly to explain afterwards.
Montel Jordan. I said, that's the same topic. Because pretty much it is. You know, obviously, children's story came before. She asked the question, she said what sounds the same, and I brought
Boy, that escalated quickly.
Two songs. One was 1987 and one was 1992. So why would you talk about 2000 music when you're bringing up 1987?
No, I said.
You're obviously talking about the 90s.
No, not. I said R&B and hip hop sounds the same nowadays.
No.
You asked me if playing a 90s song sounds the same, and I said hip hop nowadays. That's two different conversations.
So nowadays it's different.
Two different conversations.
So 90s, you bought two tracks up.
Because you asked me.
You fucked yourself over because they're not the same. In the 90s, hip hop and R&B are not the same.
Genre. I never said that. You said that.
You tried to compare them. Because you asked that.
All right, I'm with you. Because I listened to what you fucking said. You said R&B and hip hop are classed the same thing nowadays.
Nowadays.
Yeah, it's not the same as how it was back in the day. We already established that shit.
Exactly.
And what things other people said.
But you're bringing it up.
You lot of bastards, you're fucking up.
Listen to him.
Next question. Because it seems like he's talking over Kelly, ain't he?
Yeah.
But what do you feel?
I feel you messed up because you chose two tracks that have exactly like the same beat. Mm. That's not a good point to reference.
Don't talk to him. You got
your errors completely wrong. Late 80s.
Let me sip my drink.
Certain man from my generation, can I answer that?
She asked me, can you name two songs from the 90s that sound the same? So I thought Children's Story, which was 87, which is 2 years out, because 90s is 89. No, 90s starts at 89. That's how it's counted.
What?
Yeah, no, that's how it is. That is how it is. So it's an era.
No, it's not.
The only reason why
I was actually 4 years out. That's what it was.
What?
From the same, it was pretty much.
From 2 years, bro. It was a long time, bro. Are you serious?
If somebody asks you a question and says from the 90s,
I got it wrong.
Why would you say 80s?
Because I thought children's story from the 90s.
Yeah, but then you just fully acknowledge that shit from the 80s.
Yeah. I didn't know to the time.
Let's call that conversation void. I've got my last question for everyone.
Who's going first?
I'll ask a question
first. I'm ready.
You're ready, yeah?
Say what you gotta say.
I bet it's gonna be the first one.
Alright, let's go. Say what you gotta say.
Alright, so your top three love making songs.
Oh. Hey! No.
Wait, right now.
What era?
Still alive, yeah?
From any era. Alright, we're gonna go. Aaliyah, Rock the Boat. We're gonna go Ashanti, Rain on Me.
Oh.
And to this day, we're gonna go Mo Logo, Edgy Oro.
I'm not.
Featuring Jules. But not about that tune. Featuring Jules. That's what I'm gonna say.
Alright, so
that's what I'm gonna say. If you don't know about that, check that shit right now, blood. Big up more logo, blood.
No, that shit right there,
I'm in my feelings. I'm gonna tag the fuck out of you, blood. Watch when the intro comes out. We're gonna tag shit out of you.
I'm gonna ask you that.
I'm gonna say, Jill Scott, Come See Me. H-Town. They Like It Slow, yes.
Okay.
And I'm gonna say the last one, Jodeci.
What a Jodeci tune, though.
Which one? I'm gonna say Freak That Beat.
Oh, that's Pete, though.
Alicia Keys. What's your name with most effort of the video? You don't know my name.
That's
my favourite.
Is that based on a one night stand?
Oh, the beat.
No, I'm only trying to be a good buyer.
It's
a beautiful story.
Alright, I'll give you that. Alright, Rio.
Alright, sure. Nice and slow.
Take me there, I wanna go there.
No, that's a banger.
I love that song.
Your body's calling. Avon, Private Room, Read Your Mind.
I ain't gonna lie, one of my songs is from The Dream. Falsetto.
I respect that.
Second one, Usher Superstar.
Hey!
Confessions, the best R&B album.
We're gonna tag every single one, but we said
And the last song will be. Ding, 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 ding.
Follow it.
Usher.
Yeah.
Oh, can you handle it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. Hey, I got something to say, baby.
I think that you should know.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. We're gonna have to cut this episode down. Because I'm gonna listen to music.
It's too much.
We just need to tune it down.
I what? Wanna be down. That's Jay Sean, man.
That was Jay Sean.
That was Jay Sean a little way.
What are you thinking?
Baby, are you down?
That fucking language.
Kelly
RTMU. We're gonna put it in there. Yeah, so we're gonna put it in there. She'll be in the title, she'll be in the description. Thank you all for watching. Like, subscribe, comment. What's your top three favorite songs?
Drop back, baby.
Make sure you drop it in the comments. Yes. For real. Yeah. I'm watching.
Definitely.
That's right.
Thank you for watching.
Peace.
As always.
Peace.
For life, baby.
Love.